This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Alrighty, 855-993-7569. Folks, if you call during a break, we'll put you on hold, but then you can call back, alright? Or you can just wait till the beginning of an hour and call. All right, 855-99-DR-JOY. All right, there's been a huge amount of news in the last couple of days about all sorts of things. For example, a greater dementia risk for diabetics, which shouldn't be, and that seems a duh, because we know that diabetes is not a sugar disease. That's just a marker. It's a small artery disease. And anything that affects your blood supply is going to affect your brain. And anything that affects the blood supply to the brain is going to cause problems. So that one seems to me to fall well into the, okay, this is logical and not particularly surprising. There's also an article out that says that schizophrenia is probably at least six genetic markers sort of interwoven with one another. That doesn't sound to me very surprising either, because there are different forms and intensities of schizophrenia. It also said there's a new study out that says smoking can cause some of the same changes in the brain that schizophrenia does. That's not saying that smoking causes schizophrenia. It just says that some of the changes are the same. One of the good news, because a lot of this seems like either okay, so what? Or yuck, or duh. All right, so let me give you at least one thing that seems positive, which is you've been reading for about the last 6 to 8 months that sitting for long periods of time is basically the biological equivalent of smoking. So we know smoking is rotten for you. It's rotten for your skin. It's rotten for your heart. It's rotten for your lungs. It's rotten for your brain. It increases possibility of blood clots, all sorts of really yucko stuff. Well, it turns out that sitting for 8 hours a day, which a lot of people do, is also lousy for you. And it's not only that they're sitting for 8 hours a day at their job, but then they come home and plug themselves in front of a television set for another 3 or 4 hours. God forbid we do that on flights. Now, we've always known that sitting on an airplane for a long period of time is not very good for you either. But there's now a positive study that comes out that says basically you can offset the effects by getting up about every 5 minutes for every hour, which most of us do.
Well, that's easy enough, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So there. All right.
I'll tell you what.
It's a long sitting.
Yeah, I always have to get up, and like for instance, right now I'm standing here behind the booth because I can't stand to sit down I couldn't do it for 8 hours.
I couldn't. Well, and I sit on an exercise ball. And an exercise ball, mm-hmm. it uses your abs, because otherwise you roll and fall off, and falling
right,
off in the air
right.
seems so tacky. So yeah. And Greg at my last stations would sit on exercise balls too. So when I went to visit, that I'd have an exercise ball.
Perfect.
All right. Also, here's another thing that you should probably know about, which is that pumpkins are very healthy for you. I kind of knew that.
Yeah, it makes
sense. Turns out pumpkin spice is not.
Darn it.
Yeah. If you have high blood pressure, it's particularly dangerous. So,
well, that's no good.
I
love the pumpkin spice treats and everything. This
no,
time of year. Oh.
No. Starbucks pumpkin spice lattes loaded with sugar. It's that pumpkin in itself is high in fiber, potassium, iron, and many vitamins and minerals. But the World Health Organization recommends people consume no more than 25 grams of sugar per day. One 12-ounce pumpkin spice latte, 37 grams!
Wow.
That's without the whipped cream. So that's a day and a half's worth of sugar.
Oh, boy. Yeah.
It turns out Nabisco is releasing a line of pumpkin spice Oreos, which are also high in sugar and low in real pumpkin.
So, right? So does this mean pumpkin pie is a pretty bad thing then?
Well, it depends what you put in pumpkin pie. Pumpkin pie usually has sugar in it.
Mm-hmm.
It has egg in it, and it has milk in it.
Mm-hmm.
So the pumpkin itself, let me just give you a great recipe for pumpkin, which is basically good for you.
Sure.
Which is you take a pumpkin, and the small ones actually work better than the large one, and you put it in the oven. I think you cook it about 350 or something for maybe an hour. Cut the top off, and take and you don't have to take seeds out, because you can actually take the seeds out beforehand. It's a little easier to take them out beforehand, and you can just put them on a baking sheet. You know, pie tin.
Yep.
And roast them, and roasted pumpkin seeds are great. Do not salt them.
Yeah,
they're great. And then take all the goo out. And then what you can do is you can take a fork and you can run it around the inside of a pumpkin, and that you can make
spaghetti.
What
right?
Looks,
yeah. I've seen that before. Isn't
and
that
it's
cool?
Delish. The other thing you can do with this, you can still use the pumpkin shell, and you can make. I've done it. The first time I saw it was at a dinner party, and someone had taken little tiny pumpkins and served soup in it. You can make pumpkin soup, which is delicious and fairly good for you. And you can just take the scrapings on the inside and either make it, you know, in the soup or put in the blender, whatever. So all of these are good for you.
That's a great idea for this time of year.
Into a pumpkin cooking show.
There you go.
I know everybody's always alarmed that I know stuff like that. I'm a girl. You know, I cooked for a family 3 meals a day, 7 days a week for years. Now I make reservations. No, that's not true. I actually can cook and do cook. All right, and of course the final sort of, I guess, recap of the story is that the Vikings finally bowed to pressure, which we knew was going to happen. I don't know what they were thinking.
Yep, it was bound to happen. There's no doubt about it.
Deactivated Peterson indefinitely. But my solution, as you hear, and I've thought about this a lot in the last couple of days, is I've kind of climbed down from my original, these guys should never play again, because I think they were caught in a crossfire between changing expectations and cellular technology. Because I think this has been, you know, OJ was known in San Francisco as a wife beater, mm-hmm. and everybody hushed mm-hmm. it up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and OJ, I mean, and this was well before, you know, the Nicole and whatever. I mean, and you know, the people in San Francisco were not particularly surprised. I mean, because, you know, violence begets violence. So the deal is, number one, that these two guys got caught because the NFL has turned a blind eye to it. So the new deal is that the new commissioner has to implement rules that say if you've ever been convicted of a felony, no NFL. If you've ever had an issue that has been publicly recorded of violence, no NFL. And as Shane points out, we start this, and everybody in the NFL has to go through anger management and sensitivity training before they join the NFL. And we start this as, you know, if you can teach a kid to toss a football and to block, you can teach them about anger in junior high school or elementary school. So we start the training early, and the first, if you're ever found, not convicted, if you're ever found either beating somebody, either a kid or a wife or another player, you're out. And if you commit any felonies when you're out, then you're out for life. The idea being that these two guys got caught in the discrepancy between the manifest and the latent. The manifest is we're all good guys and we're all community supporters and we're all heroes. The latent is we're aggressive on the field and off the field, and we get away with it because we make huge salaries and everybody thinks we're great. And they got caught. They are not the only two, historically, currently, and for the future. So that has to change. For these two guys who I think got caught, and the idea of it is deterrence, not punishment, is that they are suspended for the year, that they receive minimum wage, that they go through anger management and sensitivity training, and that they go to each of the teams in the league and talk about how this wrecked their lives and what they've done to reform themselves. And then they get to play again in the year. But unless during the year either they sort of are caught, which sooner or later they will be, of saying, yeah, dude, I'm just going through the motions here, then they're out for life. But assuming that there's some genuine remorse, change the league, change the rules, change the ethos. You got it? Great. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the food your family loves. And the best part is the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat. Even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Vaping enthusiasts, head to VaporPalace.com. Choose from over 150 flavors and a selection of exclusive private stock vapor liquid you won't find anywhere else. New flavors are added every month, and our customer service is unbeatable. VaporPalace.com offers 15% off all vapor liquid on Fridays, and get 10% off every order with coupon code VAPOR10 at checkout. Combine the codes on Fridays for 25% off. The ultimate destination for the vaping enthusiast, VaporPalace.com.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-941-5257. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-941-5257. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-941-5257. That's 1-800-941-5257.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
855-99-DR-JOY. Karen, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
I love your show.
Thank you.
I listen to it all the time.
Yay.
So I was listening to you yesterday about the woman that called in about her son and what she should say to him about strangers.
Right.
And so I was listening to you, and I was thinking about my own boys that are twin boys, and they're very friendly, and they're very talkative with everyone. Like, if we go to a park or wherever, they're just very friendly. And,
how old are they?
And I'm always with them. They're four.
Okay.
And I'm never, like, not with them, or they're never not with an adult. So, and I'm trying not to get them, you know, nervous about people because, but at the same time, I don't want to, you know, do something that's going to make something bad happen.
Yeah, I hear exactly what you're saying. I think, look, let me just give you a quick anecdote to kind of bolster the point I'm about to make. At one point when my daughter was about six, we were walking on the beach. We lived on the beach, and we were walking, and she looked up at me and said, "Mom, wow, look, that wave is really bitching." And I said, "Honey, I don't mind if you use that word, but if you use it at school, either the teacher's going to get mad at you, or one of your friends is going to go home and say, 'Guess who taught me this word? You're going to get in trouble.'" And she looked at me with her big baby blue eyes and said, "Oh, Mom, don't worry. At school, I talk kid talk." So my point about that anecdote is kids know differentiation much better than we give them credit for. So would I completely ignore the stranger danger discussion? I would not, because as much as they're four, and there are two of them, and they're still relatively young people, in the next couple of years, they're going to become a little bit more self-reliant. They may be at a friend's house with a mom who's a little less involved in monitoring them. They may at some point decide to become one of them. If your kids are like everybody else's twins, one is a bit more adventurous than the other. What we want to do is, as you point out, so legitimate. We don't want to make them frightened. We don't want to change their outgoing, sunny, bubbly personality. But we also want to be protective. And in the same way that you say to your boys, and I'm sure you have, you don't cross the street without Mom here. And you look both ways. And you don't cross against the light, even though you're with them most of the time, that you're still prepping them for future independent behavior. And they are more susceptible to those kinds of admonitions at four than they will be at five or six or seven or eight or nine or ten. So what you're really doing, because you're an adult and you're a caring parent, is you're not saying cars can kill you. You're not saying you could be roadkill. You're not saying you're talking about several tons hitting your little body. What you're saying is, here's how to be careful. And even though you hold my hand now, that at some point all the rules that we have now will put you in relatively good stead 5 years from now or 10 years from now or 100 years from now. And I think when we talk about strangers, we're really talking about the same kind of thing, is you don't have to say you're not allowed to talk with people, but you can say, when Mommy and Daddy are here, it's really good for you to be able to go as long as Mommy and Daddy can see you. But if you can't see Mommy and Daddy probably can't see you, so you need to come and find us, number one. Number two, if you can't see Mommy and Daddy, talking with other people is probably not a great idea at that moment, because what you need to do is go find Mommy or Daddy first. So you're not saying that somebody could kidnap you or hurt you. What you're saying is, here's the deal. When Mommy and Daddy are with you, then it's okay. We'll keep an eye on things, and we'll make you safe. If you can't see Mommy and Daddy, Mommy and Daddy can't see you. So it's really important to go find Mommy and Daddy at that moment. And finding other adults is not as important as finding Mommy and Daddy. So you've already put some restrictions and some boundaries in a condition without making them frightened of just saying, here's the deal. If you can't see us, we can't see you, and we want to be able to see you. Now, at some point, they're going to say, and you don't really necessarily have to deal with that until they're ready to go and walk together to a neighbor's. And what you can say is, as long as I can see you, you can see me, and as long as I can see you, you can walk together. And if not, I'll walk you there. So you can begin putting the boundaries in place as needed. But the idea being right now, as long as Mommy and Daddy are there, we can keep an eye on things. Uh-huh. If you can't see us, we can't see you, so come find us. And then you don't have to worry about all the rest of that stuff. And don't find other adults, just find us, because we're the ones that are going to be looking for you. Now, as said, we really, and the fact that somebody knows your name, and you guys are so cute, so people are going to come up and talk to you. And it's okay, if you can't see Mommy and Daddy at that moment, to say, Mommy and Daddy don't let us talk to people when we can't see them. And that's all you have to say at this moment, because then you've already put that structure in place that says, if you can't see us, we can't see you. If we can't see you, you can't see us, and you need to be able to see us. And then, it's not very hard to go without scaring the living daylights out of the boys to say, remember when we talked about the fact that if you can't see us and we can't see you, we don't talk to other people, and you could say to other people, we're not allowed to talk to people. Then you could say, if mommy and daddy aren't there, what you can say is, we're not allowed to talk to people if mommy and daddy aren't here. And that's all you have to say, because we've already had that structure in place, and it's very logical in their mind. And then we can sort of add that if people offer you candy, that what you can say is, you have to ask my mommy or daddy. We're not allowed to take any candy unless mommy and daddy have said it's okay. You can then add, it's not okay to pet animals if mommy and daddy aren't there, because some animals are really friendly and some are really not. So mommy and daddy need to be there to decide if it's a friendly animal or not. So everything comes back to that first rule, which is, if you can see us, we can see you. If you can't see us, we can't see you. And it becomes very straightforward without scaring the living daylights out of it. It all comes organically from that. I will add another thing, just because we're talking about it. Because my kid basically knew all of that, because I'm not going to tell you anything I don't do and use. At one point, my daughter was... she was at a friend's house for lunch. And we were primarily vegetarians for a very long period of time. And she never had any processed baby food. I made all her baby food and stuff of that sort. So I walked in, and this was a friend of hers that she adored. It was Rosie, and Rosie about 3 or 4 years older than she was. She was about maybe 6. And I go over there, and there's palpable tension. Palpable. I mean, and, you know. And so I knew something had gone really wrong, and I said, what happened? And she said, Rosie's mom served us bologna sandwiches, and I said it was poison. And Rosie said to her mom, I don't have to eat this because she said it's poison. And so it was this. So the new rule became, because I had not anticipated that we didn't eat processed food, and the reason we didn't is because it's poison, to anticipate that my daughter is a sponge, as all children are.
Yeah.
So I said, the deal at anybody's house is you don't have to eat anything ever at anybody else's house, but you may not make comments about it at all, period. And so we sort of evolve the rules as we go along. But again, the deal at my house was you don't have to eat anything that I serve you. You just can't have anything else till the next meal. I mean, I'm not going to force food on you, but there's nothing. There's no snacks. There's no glass of milk. There's nothing till the next meal. Well, the idea being that I serve healthy, nutritious food, and if you don't want it, it's okay, but nothing till the next meal. And so the rule at the same house was very easy to add on to that. I just had not anticipated it, is that you don't have to eat anything, but you're not allowed to comment on it.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3711. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3711. Now you can listen to Dr. Joy Brown when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3711. Got it? Call 605-477-3711.
A great business needs a stunning website. And with Wix.com, you can do it all by yourself. Wix.com makes it easy to look amazing online, no matter what type of business you're in. Show off your images in a beautiful gallery, grow your contact list, and get all your social media in one place, just the way you want. Your customers are going to love it. So, what are you waiting for? Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your stunning website today. It's easy and free.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's A Place for Answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issuing company and other factors. Not available in all states.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Yeah, the point is it's all about you, darling, you know, trying to help you make your life better, run it better, just being a happier person. Not a bad idea, right? 855-99-37569. Lisa, you are on the air. I am Dr. Joy Brown. How am I going to help you?
Hi.
Hi.
I have a situation. I have a girlfriend that's getting married next year.
Okay.
And she has asked me a month ago to go and help her with dress shopping.
Right.
So I met her at the dress shop, and her mother met us there also. Well, when her mother saw me there, she was furious.
Why? Oh, because she wanted this to be an intimate thing with she and her daughter.
I think so, yes. So well, I was very uncomfortable the whole time we were there, and she did end up picking the dress out. I didn't really say much except for things that I liked and didn't like or whatever.
Right.
And then afterwards, as time's going by, her mother all of a sudden refuses to speak to me now. And if we're ever in situations, which, you know, our families do a lot of things together, she will avoid me or basically won't talk to me or she'll leave.
Wow, that's kind of a displacement, isn't it? It's not like you invited yourself. All right. Did you have a relationship with a mom before all this happened?
Just, you know, a casual friendship type thing, not where we were, you know, hanging out together or anything like that, just more like talking.
And how long ago was the dress shopping event?
It was about a month ago.
Okay.
So I'm worried about, like, the shower coming up.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
like
no,
that.
I don't
really know how to behave.
All right, here's what you're going to do. We're going to have to be preemptive about this, all right? What you're going to do is, does she live around you?
Yes.
All right, let's go through a couple of options here. If you called her on the phone and said, look, I'd like to speak with you about this, that somehow, you know, I was completely unaware that Stacy asked me to come and help her, and if I'd known that that you would sort of plan this as a mother-daughter thing, which I absolutely understand, I certainly wouldn't have come. I just didn't know. So I want you to know that, that, you know, had I known, I wouldn't have shown up, and I would love to buy you, you know, a glass of wine. Would she take your phone
that's
call?
That's actually what I thought, was to give her a call. I wanted to check with you.
Yeah, absolutely.
I don't want to stir up anything and make anything worse.
No, because, look, what you're going to do, and I think it's really important to focus on not, look, this is a problem with you and your daughter, which, of course, it is. You're just the collateral damage on this one. This had nothing. And clearly, here's what happened, all right? Mother's saying, oh, honey, I want to come. We'll go shop for a dress. And Stacy is saying, oh, my God, my mother has terrible taste. And, she's going to talk at me the whole time, and she's going to tell me, you know, the mistake I made or about her. And I know what I'll do. I'll invite Lisa. So you got to be the buffer. And, of course, Stacy didn't tell Mom that she'd invited Lisa. Stacy may have done, hopefully not, but Stacy didn't really demonstrate a huge amount of her big girl pants, or pantaloons in this case. She may even have said, well, Lisa wanted to come. So she may have made it your problem, which would not be very nice of Stacy, but it does seem consistent with both the mother-daughter relationship as we now understand it in retrospect, and the fact that Mom, it came as a big surprise to Mom. So she may have made you the culprit. So it's really important not to put Stacy in the middle of this, all right? Because I think that's very likely what happened. So what you're going to do is just explain, without talking about Stacy at all, that you understand, you know, that Stacy and her mom were going to do this, and you never would have come. You would have declined the invitation, and keep Stacy out of it as much as you can, and you know that you're really looking forward to being part of the wedding and part of the party and being as supportive of the entire event as possible. And you'd like to buy her a glass
Thank
of wine.
You.
Okay?
I think that's great.
Good. All right. Now, if she won't take your phone call, which hopefully she will, because it sounds like she's really good. The whole family is good at kind of not dealing with aggression, you know, with negativity very well. Because if she had, she would have understood. This had nothing to do with you. It had to do with her daughter. And so she displaced it on to you that Stacy displaced her concerns. She just put you as a buffer in there without telling you. If she'd said, Lisa, look, my mom wants to come on this. I really value it. You have much better taste than my mom, but can you suck up to my mom? You would have done it. You would have gone and said, oh, you look so great. Thank you so much for including me in this. You would have taken a completely different stance. So neither Stacy or Mom are going to win any sort of, we're standing up for ourselves and we're always honest and transparent awards anytime soon. So if for some reason she won't take your phone call, which she should, then buy her a glass of wine. Make nice, suck up, and if she doesn't, call me back and we'll figure out what to do, which is maybe to send flowers saying, I did not mean to intrude on a mother-daughter moment. Had I known, I never would have shown up, and let it go at that. Okay?
Thank you. I think that's a great idea to let her know that I understand her feelings toward it.
Absolutely.
I didn't think of that at all.
Good. All righty.
Thank you so much.
You're most welcome, Cookie.
And I'm looking forward to her wedding. Love your show.
Yeah,
thank
truly.
You.
You're welcome. 855-99-DR-JOY. When in doubt, if something is illogical, people are not illogic. They're not. What they are, logic just means an internal sense of consistency. You're missing the pieces. You don't know what their system is. People behave in very, very linear ways. And if it seems nutty to you, it's because you're missing a piece of the puzzle. So look for the puzzle or call me. John, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Can I turn the tables just a little bit?
All right. What tables are you planning to turn?
You said once you were employed as an engineer.
Mm-hmm.
You got a degree in what branch of engineering?
I went to Rice, and when I was at Rice, you had to take all the math and science stuff. So I actually graduated with three different degrees that they didn't offer, so they combined them all. But I worked in optical engineering on the space program. I worked for ITEC and for Sperry Rand.
So you got a degree in electrical engineering?
I didn't get a degree in engineering. I basically had enough credits for a minor in engineering, but I graduated with a degree in what was called, they made up a degree. It's the only time they ever offered. I don't think they've offered it since either, which was behavioral science, because I had enough credits to get a degree in anthropology, psychology, and sociology. And they didn't want to give me three degrees, so they just combined it.
And you worked for NASA? How long did you work for NASA?
I worked for Sperry Rand, and I worked for ITEC, both of which were subcontractors to NASA. I worked on the classified part of the space program, and I worked on optical and visual techniques and helped design the extravehicular activity for loading and unloading one of the cameras.
Good. And the slide rule, you know, this is going way back.
Yeah.
Really. Did you master the slide rule in high school? When did you master the
slide
rule?
No, you know what
With the logarithm.
I love the slide rules. My grandfather was an engineer, and he helped build the road across Pikes Peak. So he was, he was a tough German guy. And so he taught me the slide rule when I was probably 7 or 8 years old. He also would whip me at checkers just to show that he could. That idea of sort of letting kids win was never part of his mentality. So I actually started playing with a slide rule when I was literally about 7 years old. And people even then...
Did you have difficulty with the logarithm scale? You know, because
no, I thought it was great.
That's an amazing scale. You know, can I just mention to the audience, you know, there's one scale that goes from 2.8... all the way to 20,000. That's one scale. And then there's one scale, the LL scale goes from 1.0 to 1.01. It's amazing. You have such a dichotomy of numbers there.
Well, but for me, the cool thing about a slide rule is it helped you understand ratios instantly.
Oh,
I mean, there was, and I thought that was just great, because ratios are not inherently obvious, I don't think, and relationships and how things relate to one another. And if you think about it, that's what I've spent my whole career figuring out, is how the pieces relate to one another. So figuring out...
You mastered the slide rule at what age?
I don't know. I'm not sure I ever mastered it. I could use it when my grandfather started teaching me when I was about 6 or 7 years old, just because it was something to play with, and I thought it was fun and interesting. I don't even... And I did
7 years
use it.
Old.
Well, yeah, but I mean, I'm not sure that I mastered it. I just thought it was fun to kind of slide around, and I had one that was, I had a kind of a dumb one that would warp all the time, and then he gave me at one point his, which
did
was
a
big fancy thing.
You
know.
Did you say warp? The wood was warped?
Yeah, which is much harder to use a slide rule because it won't slide. But and so by the time, there's actually a picture of me when I was working for Sperry Rand with a slide rule, which was ridiculous because nobody used slide rules then, but I actually did know how to use the slide rule. Let me put you on hold, see if you have any other table turning you want to do. 855-99 Dr. Joy. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99 Dr. Joy. Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IBC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IBC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Extend your life with Extendovite, a 7-herb combination made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, hawthorn, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Each herb was chosen for their abilities to help improve irregular heartbeats, chest pain, lower cholesterol, as well as normalize blood pressure and clean and strengthen arteries, plus much, much more. Doctors have taken people off of some or all of their pills just because they believe their patients got better while taking Extendovite. Get the dependability of Extendovite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
I bet I am. All right, so for those of you who are new to my program, let me just explain something to you. I love movies. I've loved movies since I was a kid, since before I could use a slide rule. That was just a reference to John's call. I also love theater. And so when I first started on the air in Boston, there were not other psychologists on the air. There were really no role models. There was not syndication. So there was one other psychologist. I'm the second in the country. But there was one other psychologist. His name was Tony Grant. And she was in Los Angeles. But because there was no syndication, didn't make any difference. So I had no idea how to do this. And so I would interview anybody I wanted to. I started off interviewing psychologists, which was disastrous. Because either if we agreed, then one of us was superfluous, and if we disagreed, then it was just confusing. Not to mention, I mean, I may not be smarter than anybody else, but I'm probably a little more verbal than other people. So it just didn't work. So I would interview. I interviewed a lot of comedians. That's how I got to know Robin Williams and Dick Shawn and a bunch of other people. And I interviewed people who wrote books, because it turns out that coming on my program sold a lot of books. So authors are real excited about doing it. I basically did whatever I wanted because, you know, nobody knew what to do. So I just did sort of evolved to the point where I am now, where basically I take your phone calls and, you know, talk about things that are of interest to me. But it's certainly much more listener driven than it used to be. All right, number one. Number two, though, when I was in Boston, I interviewed, there's one big theater chain in Boston. And I interviewed the guy who ran, there are two actually, and I interviewed him just because I was interested in movies. He said, well, would you like a theater pass? And I, yeah, okay. So, and in Boston there was a little bit of theater, but not much, because Boston used to be the training ground for Broadway sometimes. So I would go to theater when I could afford it, sat in nosebleed seats. So then I went to San Francisco, and I started using movies as a way of demonstrating points, because I was already a woman, a psychologist, you know, educated on the air, and I didn't want to kind of do the, okay, read this book, because people even then didn't read very much. It's gotten worse, but so the idea being that I would use movies to make a point, because movies are kind of the great American pastime. I know football, baseball, but that's not a sport. So then when I moved to San Francisco, there's more than one movie chain. And so what I did was I just called, I think there are three or four, and they gave me a movie pass there. So I've continued to do it. Then when I moved to New York, I think of the same thing, that there's AMC Lowe's and there's Regal. They're the two big ones. And so they both were willing to give me movie passes. And then some of my fellow critics said, look, we'd like you to join. We're starting a new group called Broadcast Film Critics Association. And they're mostly people on the West Coast, but we'd like to put you up for membership. Great. So I'm now legitimatized even beyond that, because I vote on a national board. And we're called the Broadcast Critics. So there you go. You can go to the website and see what our choices are. And we actually have our own award show. It's very cool. But I'm in New York, so I'm thinking, what is New York famous for? Theater! So I called up the Drama Desk. And I said, look, I'd love to tell you, if you don't, here's who I am, this is what I do, and I'd love to tell you that if you don't give me, if you don't give me access, that I won't go to theater, but this is not true. I love theater, I've loved theater since I was a kid, I've been in the theater, but I will just be able to afford a lot less, so I'm on the Drama Desk as well. All right, that's just a quick way of saying, on Tuesdays, I review DVDs that are coming out for that week, Wednesdays I do theater, and Thursdays I do movies. So that's the explanation about why is a psychologist doing this. Because to me, there's nothing more psychological than sitting in a dark with strangers watching stuff that touches you on stage, so in front of your eyes. All right, so you want Shane, play Bring on Judy.
All right, here we go.
Okay, Judy is second addressing. Or maybe I just can't hear it. There we go. Okay. All right, 42nd Street is a couple of blocks away from where I'm going to review My Manana Comes. It's at the Playwrights Realm, which is at 416 West 42nd Street. And I know that sounds a little obscure for you. It's between 10th and 11th. And you shouldn't miss this. My Manana Comes. The story is four busboys, and we only see them in the kitchen of the high-class restaurant they're working for. It's beautifully directed and beautifully choreographed. And two of the guys are from Mexico. One of the guys is from Brooklyn, but he's of Mexican descent, and one of the guys is African-American. And what we watch is It's a play about everything. It's about friendship, about loyalty, about longing, about being an outsider, about greed, about how things work. And you're kind of going along thinking, wow, this is really pretty interesting, and I should probably pay a little more attention to my busboy the next time I'm out at a restaurant. And then all of a sudden, when you're just sort of sitting there thinking, wow, this is pretty interesting, wham! They hit you with the fact that this is about greed and about Darwinism, about survival of the fittest. It turns out to be an incredibly touching, scary, upsetting, thought-provoking, transcendent experience. So go see My Manana Comes. I very seldom give 5 stars to anything, because 5 stars has to be perfect as far as I'm concerned. It had to be great acting, great directing, great script, an idea that's worth something. Like, if it's a silly movie, I'll give it 4 or 4.5 stars, because silly, I mean, I like silly, but silly is not, it's not great, right? It's silly, it's just silly. This one's great. So, My Manana Comes. The review will be up at drjoy.com. That slowed down a little bit, but I'll get it back up, I promise, all right? So there you go, 855-99-DR-JOY. And look, if you're coming to New York, do plan to see some theater. If you are well-heeled, what you could do is order tickets ahead of time, and I can, if you want to call me up, I can tell you what's going on. There's a lot of things. There are a lot of Broadway stars that are television stars and movie stars that are coming to Broadway this year. There are a huge number of revivals with a lot of well-known faces and names, so it'll be a big year on Broadway. And if you're a little less well-heeled, you can do what I do, which is not get on Drama Desk. You can try. People say, I want your job. I've got my job. It's okay. You can go stand in Times Square at TKTS and buy tickets for day of for half price plus a $2.50. I think it's $2. It may have gone up to $3.50. The good news about TKTS, when I first started going there, you had to have cash, which that's a lot of cash to wander around in the city that you're kind of a stranger. Now they take credit cards, and I think they even take checks. But it's a worthwhile thing, and it's a fun experience. It's very New York-y in that long lines of people, everybody chats one another up. They have jugglers and street performers, and restaurants give out menus, and it's a real fun experience. You don't know exactly what you're going to get, so it's probably a good idea to have a couple of choices, talk behind your left ear of things that you'd be willing to see. But I highly encourage it. If you're going to come here, Staten Island Ferry, the World Trade Center, and Broadway. All right? 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective, clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. Radio.recordedvideo.com.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
866-91-STEEL.
866-91-STEEL.